Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family, finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. And now, here's Mary Donnellan on Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mom Talk Radio. This is Mary Donnellan in for Maria Bailey, and I'm pleased to be behind the mic with you and presenting another great hour of Mom Talk Radio. We have great guests lined up, and I'm going to call it the Girl Power Hour because sometimes we have guys on the show, but today it's all fabulous women and moms like us. So get your favorite beverage and plug in your earbuds or whatever it is you're listening to us on and enjoy the next hour. Before we get into the guests really quickly, I want to mention two sponsors. We actually always talk about Pre-Mama. And if you go to drinkpremama.com, you'll get all kinds of great information about this product. It is a drinkable prenatal vitamin, and it is now in CVS stores nationwide and at CVS.com. And it's a pill-free solution for complete maternity wellness. They offer two prenatal vitamins and a fertility and a lactation formula. And moms are just raving about this product. So you've got to check it out. It's got DHA in one of the formulas. It includes also the all-important folic acid, vitamin B for energy, morning sickness relief, gentle iron, and much more. It's doctor-approved, vegetarian, gluten-free, and made in the USA. That's best of all. Visit drinkpremama.com to find out where you can find the product near you, and also follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And the other product is actually for the holidays as they're rapidly approaching. And this is Thanksgiving week, by the way. Happy Thanksgiving week. I should have started the show with that little greeting. But we are pleased to offer information about the HP 5540 printer. This is a 3-in-1 printer that is actually very reasonably priced. I believe you can buy it at Staples, maybe Best Buy. Don't quote me on that, but I believe so. And it is coming for you, to you this holiday with 3 months of instant ink free. It comes in this 5540 printer. And so you've got a workhorse of a printer. And the Instant Ink is a subscription program where you sign up online and your printer basically gauges how much ink you're going to need on a monthly basis or bi-monthly or however much you use, and it automatically sends you the ink. So you never run out. Hashtag never run out. It's awesome. So I would check it out. Again, just actually Google Instant Ink. You'll see it'll pop up to the HP link with the information about that program. But again, this is a great program because it offers the Instant Ink 3 months free with the 5540. So if there's a dad on your list or a college student or you just want to get a great tech gift for yourself, then check it out. And now on to our show. We have a great show lined up. And again, as I said, it is Thanksgiving week. My kids are getting out of school halfway through this week. They're so excited. I don't think the teachers really do much this week. I don't really want to ask because I don't want to be there to do anything entertaining for them. But it's time to hit the grocery store, get your shopping list together, and don't make the mistake I did last year of going. I think I went the day before Thanksgiving, and it was a madhouse. The store was just chaos. So actually, I'm going to go actually tomorrow, so hopefully we'll get ahead of the crowd. So, and one of the best tips I learned years ago when my kids were a little bit younger was that to make as much as you can ahead of time. I know it sounds really obvious, but there's some recipes that are friendlier towards frozen friendly. Let's say you can make them earlier, others not so much. So find those recipes that are easy to make early and you can freeze, and then you'll be ready to go when the busy day comes. And why is it that the moms with the littlest kids or the busiest moms always have the 25 to 30 people? That's how my house has always been. So I love it, but then again, it gets to be a lot. So also take care of yourself. So, and also delegate. If a Thanksgiving dinner guest wants to bring something, a dish or two, or the beverages or the pies even, let them do it. It's not the time to do it all this week, moms. It's really busy. So happy Thanksgiving. I hope you enjoy your dinner. And speaking of dinner, we're going to be talking to our first guest who's going to talk about the inspiration behind a family dinner and how we can get our kids involved in family meals and make it something that everybody looks forward to. After this quick break, we're talking to Sue Renninger. She is from Family Finest Communications. We'll be right back.
Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio.
As I started out the show, we're going to talk about dinner. And since this week is Thanksgiving, we talk about the biggest dinner of the year for many families. I'd like to talk about just everyday dinners. And Sue Renninger from Family Finest Foods is going to tell us a little bit about it. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Sue.
Thanks so much. It's a crazy busy week. I love my
yes.
kids. I love this topic of family dinners. It's something I'm passionate about. So happy to be here.
Yeah, so obviously Thanksgiving is an anomaly. We don't typically have, 25 yeah. people at dinner or whatever. So tell us how we're busy parents, how we really inspire family meals.
Yeah, first off, I think that Thanksgiving is a crazy week. It's, it's atypical. And I think it's also any holiday week is it's so easy for us as moms to say, okay, this big thing at the end, I'm just going to, I'm not going to worry about the week, every man for himself, as my mom used to say.
Right.
But, there's so many studies behind the importance of eating together, and it's something that more and more of us do less and less. And so, as I mentioned, it's something I'm super passionate about. And, for me, our family meals are very different than what they were when I was growing up. If my dad sat down at the dinner table and the kids weren't there, you were grounded for 2 weeks. So
that oh, wow.
was like something my parents really instilled. I was a much more relaxed mom, but we still ate and we still do eat every single night together. But today's families are on the go. And so sometimes we tailgate during the week. I had ballerinas. My kids are all ballerinas, and so not so much sports kids. But, moms that are grappling with all of those extracurricular activities, sitting down as a family is nearly impossible. And it's clearly something the family has to commit to together, mom, dad, and kids. So
absolutely. Give us your best tips, as you said,
yeah.
And I'm in the same boat. I've got running, kids to activities here and there. And I agree with you. When I grew up, most of our activities were after school and then you were done. A lot now because of my kids are in club sports and it's nighttime practices. And of course there's your weekend games or football games, et cetera. But a lot of the stuff's even practices during the weekday
yeah.
nights, I should say. So how do you, what are your tips then?
Yeah. So, as I mentioned, we do a lot of tailgates. It's nutcracker time in the ballet world. So we're at the studio so many nights preparing for Nutcracker. And so we do a lot of tailgates. And so we look for food that is fun to eat, finger food to eat. It's one of the reasons that I love talking for Family Finest because we make those make and bake pizzas that you can take right out of the dairy case. You can take them home. You can customize them. You can throw spinach on, which is virtually tasteless. It's beautiful on a pizza. It's a really great way to pack your kids with a lot of extra protein.
Absolutely.
And another tip that I would have is, a lot of families have Friday pizza night. Kids find it real fun on a Tuesday to have pizza night. And so you get them on Friday and on Tuesday. And so we do that a lot, too, and we make dessert pizzas and so forth. And so I think that those are some fun tips, just really having pizza parties as your family. My kids still look forward to Saturday night family parties. And so, families can start these traditions around dinner time as something atypical.
Right. Give me an idea of what Family Finest Foods offers. Is this something, are we looking at your food line in major grocery store chains?
Yep. You can okay. find us in most Walmarts. You can
okay.
find us in Sam's Clubs. You can find us in our neck of the woods. We have Meijer stores. But most dairy cases right next to the cookie dough, the refrigerated cookie dough, you'll find our kits. There's four to a kit, and you can customize those. And, there's benefits for your kids, too, as they are cooking in the kitchen with you with something like a pizza kit. It's fun, but
mm-hmm.
they're also learning about nutrition and food that is good for you. And studies show that the more kids cook in the kitchen with us, the longer the lifelong habits they're going to develop as good nutritionists on their own, and that's real important to pass along. But
right.
another reason that I'm just so unbelievably passionate about talking about dinner with families is there are so many recent studies that have just continued to sing the praises of the importance of sitting down even two or three nights together as a family. you know, when we're raising our children, we're always taught to read storybooks to our children for their vocabulary. On average, a child that's read to will adopt something like 140 new vocabulary words a year just from hearing those storybooks. But they also studied conversations at dinner time and compared those same kids. And kids that eat dinner with their families regularly are shown to learn 1,000 rare words from dinner. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And so reading stories or talking to them at the dinner table once a night, it's powerful.
That's a huge difference.
Crazy. Yeah. Kids that eat dinner with their families are proven to are 5 to 7 times more likely to get A's in school. Mm-hmm. They're less likely when they're teens to experience serious problems such as drugs and alcohol and tobacco and so forth. And they're significantly lower stress levels as we talk about bullying in the schools and cyberbullying. Kids are proven to be so much more resilient when they have that that family bond. And so,
sure. And an outlet, too. I think it's an outlet and, you know, to somebody that, you know, you're part of a pack.
Yeah, it's someone you can trust. It's mm-hmm. that you know that your family will always be there. And, you know, human beings, we like to know what to expect. And when kids come to expect dinner time, it's a safe place. And so,
right. Thank you so much, Sue. You've given us great tips. So where can our listeners find information about your food lines? And are there tips on the website like you're talking about?
Yep. You can find all of our tips and so many more of these studies if you want to chat about them at familyfinest.com. And we're also in most every social space at Family Finest.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us, and happy Thanksgiving, Sue. I appreciate your time. When we come back, we're going to shine the spotlight on moms. We're going to talk to the mother of 5 children, and she's very busy and is a runner. So we're going to talk about her workout routine, too. Marge Gerwells will be back after this short break. Favorite segment of Mom Talk Radio. It's the spotlight on moms. And I think I'm a busy mom. And then I just hear from people like our next guest, Marge Gerwells, who has 5 children, youngest 4, oldest 15. She blogs at tinybitsofmagic.blogspot.com. And her Twitter handle is Runaway Mama. And that's RN Away Mama because she's a nurse as well. So welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Marge.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
I was reading as I said when we started, are you busy enough? And then I realized the RN, and you said you were previously a nurse or your career's on hold because you have a lot going on, right?
Correct. Yes. You know, it was a little difficult to go back to work after number 3 was born. And so we just decided, you know, we'll just put that on hold for a little while till the kids are older. And, you know, it's always something you can go back to if I can find the time, I suppose.
Yeah, that's what I did. I took some time off after my 3rd, and then I went back a few years ago. So good. So you blog about parenting, travel, Disney, clean eating, and running. So as we talk about Thanksgiving and the holidays coming up, I think we all need to talk about some sort of exercise. Tell us a little bit about how you got into running.
Well, you know, I think it's important for everyone to know that I did not grow up in an athletic household. To be honest, the most activity we did was, you know, who was going to run for the remote. so it's not that we were overweight or obese or anything. It was just we were out of shape, and that wasn't something that we did. Even in high school, you know, when you have to run the mile, which they still do, my high school student still has to do the mile. You know, you got to do it under 12 minutes.
Sure.
It was a real struggle for me, you know. So when I was 32, after number 4 was born, our neighbor across the street ran a 5K. And, you know, that's all he talked about that we had a neighborhood party. And so that's all he talked about that night was running this 5K. And, you know, I looked at him and he's not athletic by any means. And I thought, well, gee, you know, if he could do it, why can't I do it?
Absolutely.
So I had challenged myself to go ahead and, train to do a 5K that fall. So I did. So I ran my first 5K that fall. And from then on, it was just kind of a, I continue to do it, and my family decided that they were going to join in, and it's just gone from there.
Wonderful. So really, you set the example. Now your whole family is are super fun runners, right?
They do. Everybody runs. My oldest son, who's now 15, he ran his first 5K when he was 8.
Okay.
My second son, he ran his first 5K when he was 6 with my dad, who ran his first 5K at 56.
Oh, so, that's great.
Yeah, and he a couple years ago, he ran his first half marathon at age 58, and he's run a couple since, even though, you know, he always says, this is my last one. We
yeah.
can't convince him to do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all of my kids run with us. My youngest, she's 4, and she ran, well, mostly walked her first 5K this past January over at the Disneyland Star Wars 5K.
Oh, that's so fun. That's yeah. Interestingly enough, you know, Maria Bailey, the host of the show, she has run, I think she's got 25 or 6 full marathons under her belt to this point. And
wow.
A few years ago when I started here, I was only a couple years, and I don't know, you know, I don't know if it was her or someone else, but Disney does a ton of, like you just said, does a ton of marathons and half marathons. And we decided the whole office to do the Princess Half in February. And it was, you're right. It was somebody else got us, you know, somebody said, you can do it. They talked about it a lot and said, you can do it. So it was a challenge. And it was so much better with running as a group, because we put this big calendar up in the office and we marked off our training routines, and you know, we had done a build up to it, and we started practicing or training in like September, October, the week, you know, before the marathon in February.
Mm-hmm.
So it was 4 months before. So but yeah, so it's a great motivator to run with other people, and you've got your whole family involved.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, training runs sometimes can just get boring, especially if you're training for something longer, like a half marathon or a marathon. And so it's just so nice to have somebody who's kind of going through it with you. And even if they're not, I just ran my first marathon this past October, and my sister did not run it with me, but she was on the phone with me every day. Did you run today? How fast did you run? How far did
right.
you run? You know, it's so great, you know.
Good. Well, as I said, when you have 5 kids, it's nice to have everybody doing the same thing, or at least something that's the same during the week, so you have everybody together, right?
You know, running isn't just about the family fitness part. It's also a great bonding experience with the kids. You know, a lot of times with 5 kids and everything that we have going on, it's kind of hard sometimes to find that, like, downtime to talk about, you know, just random things.
Thanks so much for joining us, Marge, at tinybitsofmagic.blogspot.com. And she tweets at RN Away Mama. That's Runaway Mama, but it's her RN for her nursing. And when we come back, we're joined by Julie May, the prototypical modern American mom, but she also runs a cafe and is a busy working mom. She'll talk to us when we come back after this short break.
Helping you succeed at the most important career you'll ever have. Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey.
Welcome back. This is Mary in for Maria on Mom Talk Radio. And our next guest is another busy working mom, Julie May, who is the prototypical modern American mom. She wears many hats during the day. And her work hours are her cafe in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And she's a published author and cook. And used to be actually have a PhD. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Julie. I'm just reading through your resume, and I'm thinking, I don't want to talk about it. I want you to tell us about it. So your real work is at home with your children. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I have been an anatomy professor for the last 10 years, and I also have a food blog. It has just passed the 14 million mark.
Whoa,
that's
great.
Those numbers are insane to me. That really just started as a hobby that sort of took over my life, as a lot of people's hobbies do. And that led to the nationally published publishing of a cookbook, which is the only interactive cookbook on the market. And that sort of led to this cafe. I have a specialty cheese cafe. But my real work, as you said, is at home with four kids, which range from 18 down to 6.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I do wear many, many hats during the day.
So I like the path that your blog became the cookbook that you wrote.
Right.
It's called Menu Musings of a Modern American Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And the blog success is phenomenal. Congratulations.
Thanks.
So then it morphed into the cafe. So how long have you owned the cafe then? Or
this
opened
past,
the cafe?
This past Saturday was our 2-month anniversary, so we're really still in our infancy.
Oh, brand new. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And how's it going? I mean, that's again another hat to wear and another, you know, something else to that's a big business to run, right?
It is, and it's so much fun. It's so much fun interacting with the people, and the people have been so encouraging. And I think I'm a people person. And I do miss my students, but they come by. My former colleagues come by. My children come by in the afternoon. And you know, I think that's all part of my balance.
Right.
I've always loved having projects. And it's all just been this big natural progression. And I don't know how all those things came together, but they just all morphed. And we never know what road God's going to bring us on. So
that's true.
It's been a crazy, crazy ride.
So I could connect the dots between the cookbook and the food blog and the cafe and then the PhD as a professor in anatomy and physiology at the university. That's a good one. So that's probably where you started, I'm going to guess, right?
Well, my dissertation was in cellular molecular neuroscience. And I worked a lot with antioxidants doing Alzheimer's research. And so the things on the blog have a lot to do with using fresh ingredients and lots of berries and brightly colored fruits and vegetables and stuff. And really that's a lot of my philosophy. And when people ask me about advice on cooking, I often tell them, you know, eat around the periphery of the grocery store and you know, yes, eating non-processed foods. And not that we don't ever eat, you know, processed foods or things from a box, because I'd be lying, but I really am a big believer in eating the healthiest, freshest things you can eat. And I right. think that's part of my success as a food blogger, is using fresh ingredients. And that's what's fun, is transforming those ingredients and having our own little herb garden out back and getting the kids involved and using herbs and chopping herbs and going out and making little paint sticks into herb markers. And, you know, that's part of what gets them involved and gets them excited about being involved in the kitchen.
Right. That's what I was actually going to ask you. Do your kids have, you say they come into the cafe, and I'm sure if your kitchen is open to the kids and they help you cook?
They
cook for you.
They would like to. My teenagers often take turns bringing the little kids over after school, and that way they can come and they can do their homework in the little office in the back, and I get to spend some time with them. And that's part of my balance in the afternoon, is spending some time with them. And then, you know, before we close, they get to help wash the windows and maybe fold some towels or vacuum, and then they get to get a little dollar of the tip jar or something, and that makes them feel really super important.
Sure.
But you know, most of the cooking is done by that part, by that point. But
oh, sure.
You know, getting to spend that time with them is still important to me. And I, you know, everything needs to be in moderation, even moderation. But that balance is important. Just like it's hard for me now that I have the longer hours in the cafe to have time to, you know, get dinner on the table in a timely manner. So sometimes I'll bring stuff from home in the morning and cook dinner for my family during our slow period, or bring stuff and throw it in the crock pot or something mm-hmm. like that. And then they can help with things like that.
Right. I love crock pot meals too.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Crock pots are
saviors.
I get a lot of questions from moms, you know, how do I fit it all in, and you know, how
right.
do I get it done? And crock pots are a great, great solution for things like that.
It's your top tip, right?
It's nothing wrong with it.
Go ahead.
Nothing wrong with a crock pot.
Oh, so where do our listeners find your cookbook, the Menu Musings of a Modern American Mom?
Menumusings.com is the easiest route to get there.
Okay. And then, of course, you offer recipes. And do you have a YouTube channel? Do we see videos of you anywhere?
If they go to the blog, there are links in the blog where they can go to the YouTube channels that are embedded in each recipe. They should
oh, okay.
be able to find something. And I think the thing that's unique about my blog is that all of the recipes come with step-by-step instructions. So my goal is to take the intimidation out of being in the kitchen.
Love it. I need you to come to my house, just cook for me. But
if
I wasn't so fearful of, or had time, and if I wasn't, I think there's a lot of it that I just think, I don't know what's going to taste right. And it's so intimidating to me. I'm not the best in the kitchen. So,
and it's just for people to cook with their families, not for their families, because the time you spend with your family is so important. That's quality time that you're never going to regret.
Exactly. Thank you so much for joining us, Julie. Congratulations on your wonderful success in the kitchen and in the classroom. And hope to hear more about your cafe. I'm sure you're going to be wonderfully successful. Happy Thanksgiving. And when we come back, we're joined by Emily Flake. She is an author and actually a cartoonist. She's going to talk about her latest book. Stay with us.
The number one podcast for busy moms, Mom Talk Radio.
Mary in for Maria, and we're going to take a lighter approach to parenting by talking with our next guest, Emily Flake. Emily is the author of Mama Tried, Dispatches from the Seamy Underbelly of Modern Parenting. And Emily is also a regular cartoonist for The New Yorker and has quite an impressive resume. And welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Emily.
Well, thank you for having me.
I love it. I'm always a very realistic straight shooter. And when anybody asks me, I have three children. What was parenting like? What was pregnancy like? Did you enjoy your pregnancies? I mean, I had easy pregnancies, but sometimes I just want to say, you want to know something disgusting and then want to go into it. So I think your book is going to touch a little bit on that. Tell us about the inspiration behind your book.
Basically, I got pregnant it looms so large in your life that I was like, I'm going to have to do something about this. And luckily I was able to do something that, involved turning it into a book, which is great because I like to be able to feed her. It was sort of a mix of professional greed and obviousness of material.
Right. I found it's most moms, once you get to talking to them and knowing them, we'll talk about the nitty gritty, but sometimes they, mm-hmm. They kind of try to gloss over it. So, not many are willing to admit that they, didn't like the early days of parenting, but then, it's the reality. Sometimes it's not so pretty, right?
Right. Yeah, no, of course. And I guess I sort of wanted the book to stand as a bit of a corrective to that. I mean, to the everything has to be wonderful and also to the everything's going to be terrible. I feel like you get it from both ends. You get the horror stories,
yes.
And the warnings, and you get the, oh, my God, it's going to be the most amazing thing in your life.
Right. So the format of the book is actually cartoons and essays. You have quite a career as a cartoonist anyway. So it's they've got to be just hilarious. When did the book come out?
This October. So it's been out for about a month.
And where can our listeners find it?
You can find it at your local bookstores or via the magic of Amazon.
Give us a little bit, a glimpse mm-hmm. into the sections of the book and which ones you found the easiest to write, the funniest, the most relatable.
Well, I think the great thing about like pregnancy and raising a child is it kind of gives you this automatic or sort of this built-in narrative arc. You can just kind of begin at the beginning. I was like, okay, well, we can just sort of take this in a linear fashion, mm-hmm. kind of start talking about like trying to conceive and then move into pregnancy and childbirth and then newborn days. It was kind of a no-brainer in terms of how to structure the book. Mm-hmm. Funny, gross things happened at pretty much every stage of that arc.
Yes.
So there wasn't any stage I was like, I got nothing here. I mean, like, I always had a little something that I felt like I could twist into comedy.
Right. So tell me what that baby's hat is all about. That's one of your sections. That one is just intriguing me.
Right. That baby needs a hat is basically, you kind of can't walk around without somebody telling you to your face what you could be doing better or different
yes.
as a parent.
Sure.
I've gotten a lot of, especially when she was small and it started to get cold, I got a lot of like, oh, that baby needs a hat. I'm like, it's 60. The baby does not need a hat.
Right.
but also just the sort of like, more subtle kind of like mom side eye you would get, you know, mm-hmm. You know, just as you mix up a bottle of formula that you may or may not have gotten the water out of the public drinking fountain. You know, I mean, some people look askance at that.
Yeah. Actually, the funny thing is about the hat and the socks. I'm in South Florida. Like, it's not going to go below 60 for more than 2 or 3 days this year. And I used to always get other moms and dads even giving, you know, the unsolicited advice. You need to put some socks and a hat on that baby. I'm like, it is 85 degrees in the shade. Why are you telling me that? So that's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, my daughter was born in a hot September, and I was worried she was going to, like, overheat. So I basically kept her in a diaper and my very, very poorly executed swaddles for the first, you know, month.
Yeah, I used to get that. I used to do that too. I mean, my kids would be sweating. Their hair is drenched with sweat, and they'd be like, "You should put socks and a hat on that baby." I'm like, "Their temperature's not the same." I'm like, "I know their temperature's not the same. That means they're probably overheating, and I can't tell." You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, that's great. So, how old is your daughter now?
She's 3.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. That's a great age.
It really is. I mean, she's like 80% wonderful and 20% just a terrible person. So I feel like that's a pretty decent ratio.
Well, they call them now, you know, there's books. I think there's even a book out called the Threenager, like a teenager.
Right.
They're the Threenager. I mean, it's true. Everybody says terrible twos. And I always have told people, that's my unsolicited advice to people, like, "Oh, you think there's no such thing as terrible twos. It's terrible threes. Those are where you're
right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is Rosemary's baby. What is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has opinions about how her life should be run.
Right. So,
yeah.
So you're a full-time cartoonist for The New Yorker, correct? So you're a working mom.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a weekly strip called Lulu 8-Ball.
I do.
Tell us a little bit. That sounds really funny.
It runs in like a few alt weeklies. Basically, my work kind of runs a spectrum from, you know, I guess like the fancy New Yorker stuff to the super crass stuff that I put into the alt weeklies.
Right.
So yeah, the weekly strip I've been doing since I was, gosh, I think I've been doing that for like 14 years now. Yeah, so it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a touchstone, I guess, for me on a professional basis. But yeah, I mean, my husband and I are both lucky enough to work from home. But so while we do have to get childcare, we don't have to worry about like a commute, which is extremely, extremely lucky.
Yeah, very good. So we can find your book again at It's Mama Try, Dispatches from the Seamy Underbelly of Modern Parenting. And we can find it at Amazon, and your website is emilyflake.com, correct?
It sure is.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to take a peek at that book. It actually sounds like a really good gift for parents to be. It would probably be a hilarious book to give somebody who's expecting. And when we return, we're joined by Hallie Fulton. Hallie is also a mompreneur and president and founder of MAF Industries, and we'll be talking about Dream Friends. We'll be right back. We're wrapping up the show with our last guest, Hallie Fulton. Hallie is a mompreneur and president and founder of MAF Industries and is the creator of Dream Friends. And these are plush, engaging toys and stuffed companions all in one. And I'll let her tell you how she started the business.
Well, I started the business when I was inspired by my oldest daughter's artwork when she was little. She would always draw these big round heads with smiling faces and tiny bodies. And she usually drew them on restaurant placemats when she was bored. One day, eating out at lunch, I was watching her draw, and I thought, that big round head would make a perfect pillow, and the little body could just tuck inside because it was so much smaller. And so Dream Friends were born. That day at lunch, when I had the idea to make a pillow companion that kids could really connect with and hang on to and just engage in imaginative play with.
Right. And so this is basically the stuffed animal, but there's something that comes out where you put things in?
Well, actually, they're not animals. They are people characters.
Oh, okay.
And that's one of the things that is unique about Dream Friends. I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of the stuffed toys on the market are animals. And
animals,
these are
right.
friends. And that's why we're calling them friends, is because there are two boy characters, two girl characters. There's a pirate and a mermaid character.
Oh, interesting.
And there's a sun, a moon, and a star character that are great for both boys and girls. And we have a Saint Nick for the holiday season.
Oh, yeah. And it's actually really sounds like really cute holiday gifts.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. So it's dreamfriends, FRENZ.com.
That's
is
right. It's FRENZ, just to be a little fun. The,
different,
you know,
right.
kids enjoy that. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me, so your daughter's drawings was the inspiration for Dream Friends, and are they involved in the business? Or are they, you know, how do you involve the family?
They have been involved every step of the way. You know, of course they were the inspiration, and we, you know, discuss everything from the character names to what kind of personalities they think the characters have to the fabrics we use to produce them with. And now my older daughters are 15 and 12, and they are quite literally my tech support. Anything I don't understand, they can do for me.
Right. They can fix it way faster than we can, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Right. So you're also on Facebook and social media, correct?
Yes, we have really an engaged Facebook community. We've got over 30,000 fans on Facebook now.
Wow, that's great.
And we've really had a huge connection with millennial moms especially. I think they really love the simple, honest, creative nature of Dream Friends. And then teens and tweens have really connected too. I think it's just the whimsical room decor aspect of the Dream Friends that they like.
That's cute. And where do we find them?
Well, they are currently available at our website, dreamfriends.com, and that's FRENZ.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, through December the 19th, we're offering free shipping as well.
Oh, great. So we have to get them through dreamfriends.com, correct?
That's the place to get them.
Right. And the free shipping, yeah, that's great. Everybody loves that anyway. So that's a nice little bonus. So when you talk about your business and being a mompreneur, what's next?
Well, you know, we really want to expand the Dream Friends lines. There are so many different ideas that are really only limited by a child's imagination of what kind of character they would love to have and hold on and dream with. You know, we would love to do more multicultural Dream Friends, which we already have some multicultural Dream Friends in our line. And we really want to do more sports-oriented ones that connect with boys, because mm-hmm. it seems like boys especially are in need of some sort of a friend to dream with that they feel comfortable with. There's a lot more on the market for girls.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds great. And you started – when did you start Dream Friends?
Well, we launched our website about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And, you know, we are absolutely a small family company, so we have been, you know, learning the ropes as we go. And mm-hmm. It's obviously very difficult to get a new product into the toy industry with all the big companies that mm-hmm. Are out there, but that's what we are trying to do.
Great. Well, we know Mom Talk Radio listeners are going to support another mompreneur, so we'll definitely put your link up on the website this week as well. So best of luck to you, Haley, in your future endeavors, and to you and your family, and happy Thanksgiving. And
well, thank you so much.
Thank you. And it's dreamfriends.com, FRENZ.com. And thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Mom Talk Radio. Maria will be back behind the mic next week. Have a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving with all your family and friends. Remember to take it easy. And everybody just loves to be together, even if the stuffing gets burnt. Don't worry about it. Enjoy your day. And have a great week, everybody.